right. So my first question for you, in the past you have told me that you did go to jail.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know like how jail affected you and your life when you came out. How did that affect you on what your world today?
A great question. So I know what for me, I went in when I was pretty young.
How old were you when then?
Like 17.
17? When you get out, if you don't mind me asking.
Dun, dun, dun.
Twenty
No, I came on when I was 24.
four.
Yeah, so I did about six and a half.
Six. That's a lot though. Six and a half from like being able to do whatever you want and then being able to, in there to like not
Doing
doing
anything you
nothing.
want.
How were you in there? Like, how did you, what? That first night in there and you were in there, like, I heard people say it really hit you when that first night you went in,
People
right?
watch too many
Is
movies.
that
People watch too many movies and TV shows. It never hits you that first night. I mean, unless you like have a notion about jail and like all that other crazy stuff. But it never really hits you the first night. You don't get sentenced the first night you're in
Right.
jail. But yeah, for me it was a little different. I was more so, like I said, being a kid growing up, I was really green, low key.
Really?
I was really green, but I pretended well. You know? That's what messed me up.
You think certain things happened in your life as a child that made you want, that made you make the choices that you made
To d go there.
go there?
Yeah, absolutely. Acceptance played a part in that. Wanting to
What do
be
you
accepted from people, from my peers.
mean?
Always, I grew up being like the bullied kid, the butt of the joke.
You were bully or you were the
I
bullier?
was bullied.
Okay.
And then as I got older and, more whatever, I started bullying.
Oh, I do think the bully, the person that being bullied turned into a
To
bully
turn into the bully.
sometimes. That I think that happened to my brother. Like when he was younger, he was bullied, and then when he got older, they ain't fuck with him like that no more.
It's like now
Cause
what?
it's like, yeah, like I can really get y'all for real.
But
Kudos to all
it sucked because
the people who, I mean, not bullying is bad,
bullying is bad.
but standing up for yourself. Kudos to those people who decided they wanted to stand up to themselves, but not in a bad way. Yeah, cause we do have them snipers. We don't need none
They don't need none of those. None of those. It's crazy because I don't know, man. People just handle it different. I think the household you grow up in plays a big part in it because some people probably felt the same way I felt, but they didn't end up in jail. You know? They
What?
probably pretended just as well, was just as green, but they just, ended up getting suspended from school.
You were saying when you were a kid, like, dang, what did you say? I was listening, but I can't
Like as
remember.
far as not when I was being bullied or not getting accepted as a
Yeah,
kid.
not being accepted as a kid. Thank you so much. Yeah, not being accepted as a kid. Like, what made you feel like you weren't accepted as a kid in your household, if we don't mind
I
me?
mean, not in a household per se, because I can't remember a time that I wanted to be accepted in the house. Like I was the oldest. My siblings were, relatively a lot younger than me, to where as though we weren't interested in the same stuff, we weren't doing the same things. Except me and my brother, we play basketball, but that's, whatever. My parents, I didn't really look for acceptance in that area. It was more so I dealt with the world more than I dealt with the house. So I was trying to figure out, if I can get a new friend, because I don't want to be by myself. I want to have friends as a kid, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if I don't know what to look for in a friend,
Right. So you were trying to look for acceptance in other people outside of your family. But why though?
I honestly don't know. For real, for real. I guess the stuff in the house wasn't enough. Like, it was good. But, you know,
you
like,
wanted more from
getting congratulated for taking out the trash or thanks for taking out the trash is different than, you know, getting praise from your peers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just hit different. And I was lost, like literally lost to where as though we were just fighting, you know, doing reckless stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, it's terrible stuff. Not terrible, like gruesome, graphic, terrible, just terrible as in being an ignorant young kid,
mm-hmm.
you know, lost, trying to figure it out for himself when he really ain't got to, you know.
So when did you feel like you was accepted?
When people started, I don't know. I can't even say that really. When
was
people
it an
started
ego
like
thing?
It was definitely
yes,
ego. Big ego, big pride, all that. Yeah. For sure. That's
so
the
like
thing.
If at home wasn't the problem then, what was the problem?
Yeah, absolutely. Ego,
you were pride. you were on something
pride
that was fixated in your
head.
Yeah.
Ego, like when you got something to be prideful about outside the house,
mm-hmm.
it makes you feel good. Cause like I represent something.
Mm-hmm.
People know me for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Whole time it could be for the wrong reasons.
Reasons, right.
You know? So.
Right. So back to what we were saying before, like, how did you feel being inside there for so long? What happened to your mental when you were in there for so long and you realized, like, I'm not able to see my family, I'm not able to do the things that I want to do, I can't even make my own meals, like I can't go nowhere, like I gotta be in this mm. one place and somebody has to tell me what I can do and what I can't do all
yeah.
the time for that period, for that long.
Yeah, it's I'm gonna say this before I answer the question. It's not necessarily the people telling you what you can and can't do,
mm-hmm.
it's the people who's locked up with you,
right?
Because you live with them.
Right.
You know.
Ooh, I couldn't imagine.
You know what I'm saying? It could be somebody who don't like you.
Right.
And you don't know why they don't like you. But if they approach you on some craziness, you're going to fight or fold.
Right.
So, but thankfully, I ain't had to go. I ain't had to deal with
that. Go down
that
route. That's yeah. good.
I think my size saved me.
Your size?
Yeah, like me being.
Being tall?
Being tall. And like, I was a little bigger at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that saved me. But for the most part, yeah, ain't nobody
trying
me.
By you being, as a kid, being in the streets or whatever, that also helped you as well when you were inside?
Yeah, a little bit. Because it helped me identify certain things. Even though I was green, I still knew what to look for because
right.
I was just, you know, outside. So, yeah. But my mindset, though, honestly, I was more upset because I had a girlfriend at the time, too.
Oh.
So I was like.
You got to leave Bay at home.
I keep saying I'm going to come home. I'm coming home. My next court date, I'm coming home. Don't worry about it.
When did it hit you that you wasn't coming home?
When I pled guilty.
You, oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, but.
They made you do that or you decided you was going to do that?
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't do it, it was a possibility. I could have got more time on
okay.
the trial. So that was the plea that
mm-hmm.
was brought before me. And I accepted it under the pretense that I'd be home in like three
mm-hmm.
years, probably five.
Did they give you that? Like, did they give you that mindset and you was going to be there for like three?
Mm-mm. No, it was mandatory 5 years before I was able to go up for like parole or anything.
Oh, okay.
So I had to do that regardless.
Mm.
And then I did a year in pre-release and then, yeah, came home.
Okay.
But yeah, it'll fluctuate though, because you'll think about home, you'll think about your family, you'll think about the things you should do around that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you have access to, what you don't. And then every day it'll just start becoming more, you know, normal.
Mm. Did you know? You get comfortable?
Of course. You can get comfortable in a place you living at, regardless of the city. You know what I'm saying? You can get comfortable on somebody else's couch. It ain't necessarily the place that's making you comfortable, but just us being, you know, in a place and, you know, not having to worry about leaving or, you know, you get comfortable.
Yeah, I feel like I see a lot of videos where guys, I be like, how do they got all that in there?
They make it seem like it's okay.
Yeah. Like I feel like when kids get into something bad or they go down that route, like they be like, oh, it's okay, like I can do that, like it ain't nothing. But is it though?
Yeah, they don't have nobody around them though. They don't have anybody, you know,
putting that mindset, yeah, that it's not okay.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
If I had that, my situation probably would have been a little different.
Did you grow up with your dad? Did that happen?
Not really.
No, not really.
Yeah.
That's where you say you didn't have that?
I really don't even know, honestly. I can't even say, because there's some people out here who have their father in their life.
They just choose to be that way.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And their lives be like, dang, did you have your
suburban
dad?
Suburban gangsters.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? But like, I don't even know if him being in my life would have made a difference, honestly. I think we look at our parents, it's like these superhumans when we kids.
When they still be trying to figure out their own life.
Yeah. It's like, you know, still trying to figure it out. And here you are, just a kid looking at them like, oh, they got it all together.
I know. I really thought my mom had it all together. Man. I thought my dad had it all together. Dang. No, they didn't. They just navigating life just like we doing it. Now that we older, like, it's like, she doing the same thing I'm doing. And I'm up here mad, probably mad at her when I was a kid because I'm like, she supposed to have this all together and she not.
Yeah.
She human just like me. I don't got it together.
Right.
You know? I'm not saying I don't got it together, but I'm just saying.
She's saying.
But yeah. But yeah. I get that.
You know, I just try to, me and my mother have conversations a lot too.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I'm helping. By the grace of God, I'm helping. She helping me too, but I know I'm helping. Because I see you. Like, Ma, I see you. Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm grown now. So you can't tell me what you used to tell me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I see. I experienced life too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I went through some stuff. So becomes healthy, I guess. But yeah, I don't think my father being in my life would have played a part in whether I ended up in jail. I think he, you know, would have been upset that it happened, if it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, he went to jail too.
Oh. So do you think that, like, you know how they say you following your dad's footsteps?
Oh, that had nothing to do with that. No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Now,
like, what makes you say that though?
Because I didn't think that my dad being in jail was cool. Like, when he wasn't able to come to my 12th birthday party, I cried because he was locked up.
Mm.
I knew jail wasn't a place I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just ended up going.
Just ended up going because I didn't think stuff stunk.
What you mean?
Like, I thought dabbling.
You thought you was untouchable. You thought it wasn't going to happen to you.
Everybody thinks that. Everybody.
I don't know. I don't be thinking like that.
That's good because I don't think like that either anymore. But it's a lot of people think. A lot of people watching this think that.
I think that they untouchable, that it's not going.
Like, what makes you think that?
I don't know. I'll be like, I don't want to do that. Yeah.
I mean, trust God with everything, but don't be deceived.
Yeah.
People, it's evil in this world.
It's so much evil in this
world. Don't be deceived. And spirits linger.
They do.
You can say stuff and then attract a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not even realizing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Just be mindful.
Yep.
But yeah, jail was jail has its moments. And it's the thing. Jail is not a good place to be for nobody.
Right.
Because it takes so much away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Time, number one. And a bunch of other stuff you don't really need to deal with. Like, you hundreds of different personalities, thousands possibly. You know,
on a daily basis.
Daily basis.
Oh, I don't know if I could do it. Like, I could not. I don't.
Just imagine walking into Walmart.
Ugh.
And then imagine doing that every day.
No, I don't want to be around all these people. I can't. Yeah. Like, I don't want to.
Why
oh
not?
God. Why not one?
I'm not saying it like, be wrong. Why don't you just go to jail? No, I'm saying, like, why don't you want to be around a lot of people? Yeah, like, why not? Just go for it.
I mean, some days, but I want to be, some days I need to be by myself. Like, I need.
True.
I need to be by myself sometimes.
You got to be around somebody.
Yeah, I get that, but it's like going to work every day. I don't even want to go to work every day.
Yeah, true.
I gotta go in every day, see the same people, deal with this. Then y'all, I gotta deal with all these energies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's exhausting. It's exhausting now. What am I getting today? Who are you today? Who are you tomorrow?
Right.
Who are you a month from now? Like.
But you know that about whoever, right? Whoever that is, the energies you gotta deal with, you know that about them now. But you still expect them to do the opposite. And you disappoint yourself because you thinking that they're going to change. You just, all right, that's where you at.
I don't be expecting for people to change. I look at their actions. Like, you're going to tell me this and you're going to whatever. I try to go off for your actions. Before, in the past, I have.
Mm.
But now, as I have grown up, like, I really just be looking to see what you're going to show me instead of you're telling me.
Mm. I got you.
Yeah. But I don't think I can deal with a lot of people on a daily basis. Like, I'd be like, ooh, I need a break. Oof.
Yeah, I can't deal with this right now.
I need to recharge. Like,
it's needed, too.
Yeah, but you being around all those people...
You learn a lot about people, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Like, what did you learn when you were?
A lot of people fake.
For sure.
Like, fake on a whole nother level. Like, fake. Like, people don't even know how fake they are. That's how fake they are.
As in what? Like, what you'll do?
Yeah. Like, some of the realest people you know, superficially, have no integrity. But you won't really know until they in a situation where you can see it. Mm-hmm. But they'll never show that. They don't have any integrity. They don't want you to know.
I feel like jail is also, I feel like it's the world.
Yeah, it is.
It's the world. It's just that we're not closed. We're not in a cell.
Within walls.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like it's the world because they act the same way. Inside or outside.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing. People don't show you exactly like who they are right up when you're front. When it comes to money, they'll act a certain way. When it comes to people, they'll act a certain way. Mm. Like, I feel like it's the same thing.
Yeah. Even relationships.
Yeah.
It might not be a woman in that case, but it could be like the TV, like the phone. You know, you fighting for things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's craziness. But yeah, it's just like the world, though. It's just different because everybody wearing the same thing and eating the same thing for the most part. It humbles you for sure. When you're making like 10 cents, 20 cents a day.
That's crazy.
It humbles you.
100%. Crazy. What job did you have to do?
I was in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yeah. I took a trade. Before I went in the kitchen, though, because you get the most good days.
Oh, what was your trade?
Carpentry.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah. But
I think that's a good thing that they do give those type of programs in there so you won't just not be doing nothing in there.
You can actually learn a skill. Mm-hmm. And then when you come home, you can use that skill to make some money.
Yeah. And then but the thing about that is, like, when you come home and you have that on your record, you really are limited to being able to do certain things.
Yeah.
I don't really like that. Like, I feel like if I did this, time and I served my punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We checked that off.
Yeah.
Now I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Right. I showed you I could be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be a better person. Take this off. What else I gotta prove to you that I'm a good person? Why I gotta do that? I already paid my dues. I did my time.
Because they don't really care about that.
I know.
They don't care about you getting better.
Nope.
They really don't. They just care that if you're coming back, that's good. If you don't come back, Okay.
Yeah, because they making money off of you.
Yeah, because it's going to be 15 other people
to replace you. It's expensive.
It's like that's 40, so bad like that you just grand. Said that,
though.
What?
It's going to be another person to replace you.
Absolutely. Every time. It's, crazy. It is sad. But that's the facts, though.
It is facts.
Because it's too much pride, too much ego, ignorance. People will perish for lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said that. It's just tough, man. It's tough. And you can't really help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this podcast might not help everybody because everybody don't want to be helped.
That's true.
You know, but it'll help those people.
Yeah,
we're looking for
that's looking forward. That's true.
Mm.
How did you adjust? Oh, I don't think you said how did you like adjust to the world when you got out? And you seen all this stuff that was going on. Like, what when you first got out, what was like the thing you were like, oh dang, now I gotta figure out how to adjust to this? Eating?
I wanted to eat some food that's the first thing I wanted to do. Wanted to go to a restaurant.
Was the food different from when you? I mean, I knew it was regular, but
for sure. But it's a difference between, you know, eating in the chow hall in jail versus going to like the Applebee's or TGI Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
The place are gonna hit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but as far as trying to navigate the world and all that, I didn't know. I was lost still.
So what happened with that?
Bumps and bruises, figuring it out as I went. Had some, you know, some good advice along the way.
Mm-hmm.
People to steer me in a good direction. Fell a lot, went through a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Failed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that helped me.
Were you able to, what about the job aspect? Were you able to get a job when you first came out?
Yeah, eventually.
Like, how long did it take for you to be able to do that? Did you even, like, receive any type of help or anything? They just released you and then that was just it?
Yeah, my folks, I stayed with my folks for a while.
Mm-hmm.
When I came home.
No, I'm not saying, like, you depended on your folks. I'm saying, like, when you got out.
Oh, as far as the government is concerned?
Yeah. No.
I mean, they gave me, like $50.
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
What?
Give you like $50. Here you go.
So,
in case somebody got catch the bus or.
That's all they give you? Mm-hmm. In case you.
$50.
That is crazy.
But I wasn't even relying on that. It was what it was. But thank you for the 50, though.
Right.
Appreciate you. Shucks. Nice little 50. Just came home from jail. I'm about to keep this.
My little 50.
Right. I'm a little 50. But yeah.
So you said just food.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really have no plans when I came home. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get out of jail. And I've been gone so long. It's like from 17 to 24, mind you, I was a teenager still.
Mm-hmm. Did you still have that same girlfriend?
No, she was gone.
She was gone?
Yeah, gone. She's gone. I don't
got. How did you feel about that?
I got over that like a few years, some years prior.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's some good people in jail.
Yeah. You know,
people need some advice. Because it's still people that just did something.
Yeah, just did something. Got caught up.
You know what I'm saying? But got some good advice over the years that helped me. Plus, can't really expect somebody to stick around if I messed up. So I'd be upset that you gone, you know, but I can't be mad at you for leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I ain't had nothing figured out. I was lost.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to go down that bumpy road until things started to smoothen out.
Mm-hmm. Did you, like, fall back into your old ways when you got out?
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. I ain't going back to jail. Yeah. Hey,
I know, because you know a lot of times they say, like, when you get out, like, you, oh, he gonna be back.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna be back, you know?
That's true for people who, like, in the street,
mm-hmm.
who, like, want to keep going back in the street.
Yeah.
Guns, drugs, whatever. Your dudes want to be violent.
Yeah.
Nah, it ain't worth it. It's not worth it. None of it's worth it. What's worth it is knowing that you can open a door on your own without somebody telling you to close it.
Yep.
How valuable is that? Just opening that door and walking out. Come on now.
I don't think we really appreciate things until they're gone. And I don't understand why do we have to get to that certain place where it has to be taken from us for us to appreciate it? Like, even the smallest thing, like, you hurt your finger. You can't use that finger at that moment. Like, the smallest thing, like, I'll break it down. I'll be like, God,
right.
It looked bad. I don't want it to look bad. Like, you know, like, just a lot of things are like, you hurt your ankle and you don't realize you need your foot.
Right. Like, oh, I need
how
my whole
much
foot.
You need your foot. Like, you don't realize till you end up losing something that you really cherish. And it's like, you should, why does it have to take that? Why does it have to, why do you have to go through that to appreciate something when you have it? You know, I'm not saying wake up and be like, oh, thank you, foot. Oh, thank you, hand, or thank you.
Thank you, foot. Thank you, my foot, my fingers.
Yeah, I'm not saying like that. I'm just saying, like, appreciate the stuff that you have while you have it and not wait, not, you know, try to sabotage it to go away.
Yeah. You know, I think it's, we take things for granted because we don't know the value of it.
Yep. That is so true.
You're used to getting something every day.
Mm-hmm.
It no longer becomes valuable.
That is so true. Because
I'm so used to it now.
Yep.
So, like, when it's taken away from us, like, oh, no, why are you taking
it? Take it away. Yeah. Yep. That's why it's like, be grateful for, like, what you have
mm-hmm.
in that moment. Because it all could be taken away from you.
Just like that.
Yep. Just like that.
Yeah. And when we talk, when I talk about, like, because it's all about perception, right? The person. Mm-hmm. So when something is being taken away from you, it ain't got to physically go nowhere.
Right.
You can remove it from your mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you here, but I don't see you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all, I don't know. I'm just a mental guy.
No, I think that's a good thing, though. But
praise the Lord.
You wasn't like this before, so.
Mm-mm. I've always been like on that side, though. I've always been a thinker. Like I was an overthinker too.
Mm-hmm.
Like always thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But God helped me to like control my thoughts. Cause I can't think, if I sit here and think about something. Number one, I'm gonna create like 5,000 different scenarios. Like it's gonna be a whole Doctor Strange movie in this joint because. Different scenarios for different situations that don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in a whole mood about something that I created in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro.
Like we were saying earlier, overthinking comes from fear.
Yeah. It comes from confusion.
Yeah. You said confusion. Confusion comes from fear.
Yeah. Like you're fearful because you're confused.
Mm-hmm.
You're afraid because you're confused. You don't have any clarity.
But what comes from that confusion? Like, why are you so confused?
Lack of information. Lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge sources.
You gotta like, that's like when people say therapy don't work. It don't work for you.
You, yeah.
But why doesn't it work for you?
Right.
It's not the therapist.
Right.
That's making you feel like that.
I used to say that.
The therapist is telling you about some stuff that you might not see, but you're not open yet to receive it.
Right.
So it's not a therapist. It could be you.
I used to say therapy didn't work, but I wouldn't say it didn't work. It, the type of therapist that I had, that person wasn't working for me because of their inconsistency.
So, what you mean by that? What'd they do?
They wasn't present.
They
had life was
other
like
stuff a, going
yeah,
on.
So they wasn't present in that moment. So that's why I said that particular person wasn't working for me. But I think that therapy is good. I think some of the things that I have learned from therapy did help me. You know, help me look at certain things from a different perspective. But my key thing is when it comes to therapy is supposed to help you. Though it's supposed to give you those tools you need to navigate through life but I don't think you're supposed to stay in therapy, because it means, like, it's, if you stay in a therapy, it's not working. You're not grasping. You're not getting...
becoming codependent.
Yeah, you're becoming codependent on therapy. You need somebody else to tell you what to do. You're not thinking for yourself.
Right.
So I don't think... that's what my therapist said. She was like, if I'm telling you these things and you keep coming back to me for years from now, I'm not doing a good job.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true.
Yeah.
That's
you're not so supposed true. To... I don't. All, I hear all these people be like, oh, they've been there for all these years. I'm like, well, you gotta get therapy. Because what?
Like, either y'all friends or you talk about some other stuff.
Like, is she helping you? Are they helping you? Because that's not the goal. The goal is to get you, to give you the tools you need to be able to, you know, navigate your life without them, without that guidance.
Yeah.
Look for yourself for that guidance, you know, or look for God in that guidance, but not to, you know, be going to them for years.
Yeah, like, I did the thing that you said to do, and it didn't work. What next? What I gotta do now?
But then why didn't it work? Like, right. What did you do? Did you really do what I told you to do?
Because they're not looking for a solution to their problems. They're looking for answers to silence the problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're just trying to find a quick resolve for this, but you're not really willing to invest nothing in this. Not really willing to sacrifice.
I think they also be looking to just have someone side with them and not really take in that knowledge that they're trying to give them.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's the reason why they go back, because they're not, they're just, they have the ear open, but it's, the other is closed. Like, they give them the information, but it's not, it's going in the end, it's going out the other. Like, they're not really there. And then they come back and they have another problem, or it becomes a bigger problem.
Right.
I'm not really grasping the information that that therapist is telling.
And that therapist becomes God.
For them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Yeah. That'd be some stuff, man.
Yeah, so everybody should seek therapy if you want to. You don't have to. I always say that in every episode. I think people should really do therapy. I was so against therapy. I said this before. I was against therapy. But then when I got older, and I really feel like therapy helped me. I'm not in therapy anymore, but because I want to say I'm healed. I'm healing. It's a process. Right. It's a process. But I feel like I took the tools that I needed for therapy, and I'm utilizing it in my daily life. So I feel like I don't need it. You know, I don't necessarily think that a traumatic event has to happen for me to be like, oh, I need to go back to therapy. No. I mean, but if something like that does happen, then, you know.
Yeah.
I do encourage you to do that. But would...
that makes sense. I encourage it.
Have you been in therapy before?
I have.
How did you... what was your experience?
I didn't really last too long with one of my therapists. He was more like a...
you had a guy therapist? Okay, good.
He was cool, good brother, but he was just more like black man this and black man that, and I can't have that.
Yeah.
If I need healing, brother, because you're not unbiased. I need you to be objective.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So I know, like, you're not gonna give me the information I really need because you black man this.
Oh, that's goodness.
Cool, you know, but it was another one that I had. He was pretty dope as well.
Have you ever had a woman therapist?
No, I don't think so. Dang, I said I don't think so. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, I've never had one. No.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind a woman therapist, though. I feel like that'd be really dope, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tell me about myself and I could just laugh.
Why laugh?
Because it's funny. It's funny to hear about yourself. Especially the stuff that you can't believe that you're able to, like, like, if somebody told you something about yourself that you do that wasn't good, it's like, I really do that? I'm not going to get mad and say, you know.
It depends on what it is. I might get mad.
I mean, it like I said, it all depends on the person you're talking to.
Yeah.
You know.
Or, like, I didn't even know that I did that. Thank you for telling me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you perceived it.
Yeah. A lot of people perceive certain things a certain way. So, yeah.
And it don't be like, I'm not that person.
Yeah.
You just perceive that from me.
Yep.
No, I get it.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the Black Impact Podcast. I am TJ, your host. And this is Walt, my lovely guest.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you for having me once again.
Thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate the conversation. It was amazing.
Praise the Lord.
It was flowing.
You know?
We touched on a lot of major topics, and I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Don't forget, you guys, to like, follow, subscribe, and comment. Share amongst your friends. All right, guys. Thank you so much. The Black Impact Podcast.